A study came out this week from Boston College Center for Retirement Research, and they found a scary number, at least scary to me, it caught my attention, 51% of Americans, per their research, are at risk of not being able to maintain their standard of living throughout retirement. 51%. It was a shocking number. I don't know if that's shocking to you. And I thought, let's start there this Saturday afternoon, because we're always talking about having a distribution plan, having a spending plan, coming out of working, coming out of career into successful retirement. And I never gave thought to the fact that millions of Americans do not succeed in retirement. It never crossed my mind. I'm an optimist at heart, and also I work with people building plans that are designed to help insulate from the problems that people can run into retirement. I was just so astonished that just over half of Americans may not be able to maintain their standard of living in retirement. I thought it was worth starting the show with. As a matter of fact, they cited reasons, the low interest rates, and they cited longer life expectancies, and that makes sense if you think about it. For many current retirees who work 25 or 30 years, they could end up being retired for just as long, if not longer, than they were in their career, and it's really putting a lot of pressure on money. And I think about where we're at now. I think about those of you who are listening this afternoon who are in that retirement red zone. You're within 5 to 7 years of retirement, maybe shorter. Maybe you're new to retirement. But you know what I'm talking about. You're right there in that transition period. And we're looking at this world that we're living in right now. And we survived. In some way, I don't know how, I can't explain it, we survived the last 12 months. We went through a pandemic, went through political turmoil, we went through a political transition. The pandemic's still happening, and yet the market is higher than it's ever been. It hit record highs many times, according to the S&P 500 in January, and here we are, and we know that there's research out there that half of Americans might not be okay in retirement. So we're at the top. We're at the peak. The market is near its all-time high. We've survived volatile moments in the last 12 months, and yet we know only half of Americans are going to hit the finish line the way that they want to. So what is the risk that we face right now? How can we make sure that we're on the correct side of the 50%? And I would say, and I'm going to focus on this Saturday afternoon, I think what we have to do is we have to be prepared. Your retirement has to be prepared. There has to be a plan in place, strategies in place, so that you can handle the next market recession, that you can handle the next double-digit decline. And it makes me think so much of the turn of the century when the market hit record highs in the 90s, and then 2001, 2002, do you remember that? There were 2-3 years in a row where the S&P 500 had double-digit losses. And I just think, man alive, can you imagine retiring at the exact worst moment? So what I want to talk about is the biggest risk that retirees face, the biggest risk facing your retirement right now. And I'm going to tell you about it because it's invisible. It is sequence of return risk. Sequence of return risk. What happens when the market's high, everything's going great, retirement's on the horizon, we walk up to it, we cross into it, and the market goes down? What happens to us? What happens to our retirement? Do we end up on the wrong side of the 50% at risk to have a successful retirement, to be able to maintain standard quality of life all the way through? Well, let's think about sequence of return risk. And sequence of return risk is a fancy way of saying if the market goes down at a bad time for you, it could have a detrimental impact on your retirement. And a really bad time for you would be anywhere near retirement. Sequence of return risk. So let's look back and see if history can give us any guidance as to how much we should worry about sequence of return risk right now. Now, this is going to be easy to do because most of us remember the 90s. You remember the market? The stock market in the 90s, up, 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 went up every year from 1991 all the way through 1999. A matter of fact, this side of the Great Depression, at least through the year 2000, it was the greatest increase in market history through the 90s. double-digit returns for 5 years in a row to end out 95, 96, 97, 98, and 99. They were companies like Yahoo, AOL, and Netscape that we were all certain were going to be the greatest companies in American history. A matter of fact, the optimism was so high, the exuberance so high, that there were companies who had not even earned a profit who were worth billions of dollars on paper. You remember that? And I can tell you, it would have seemed to be a great time to retire because 401ks would be high, TSPs were high, IRAs were high, all investments were extraordinarily high, hit record levels. You think, man, that's a good time to retire when that nest egg as big and fat as it can get. But then the market went down. It went down 3 consecutive years at the beginning of the century. And just when people got their sales back in 2008, it went down again. The S&P 500 went down just under 40% in 2008. And so a new retiree at the beginning of the century would have gone through 2 to 3 market recessions in the first 10 years of retirement. For most, they would be permanently impacted. And I think about right now. Think about the teens for just a second. Up, 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 2010, up, 11, 12, up, 13, 14, up, 15, 16, 17, up. I don't know what happened in 18. It went down by 4%, the S&P 500. But in 19, up again. And even though we experienced a pandemic and millions of people lost their jobs and businesses went out of business, the market still went up. It's almost too good to be true, but it's true. Look it up in the newspaper. Look it up online. The market is near record highs right now in spite of all the craziness that's been happening in the last 12 months. And there are companies, and you know who they are, Google, Apple, Facebook, there are many others, who seem as though they are going to dominate the American economy like no other companies before them. And a matter of fact, there are companies who haven't even earned a profit yet, who are worth millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. Doesn't that seem familiar? Doesn't it feel like we're living the 90s again, where the 90s, we had this optimism because of the internet. We were like, oh, wow, look at this internet thing. We don't quite understand it. We're not really using it in our day-to-day lives. But man, if we think about what it can be, then it sure does seem valuable. And right, and so the market goes up, 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 because of the potential value that the internet brought. But guess what? We all didn't implement and use the internet on a day-to-day basis in the early 2000s. And so that bubble got popped. Well, in the teens, in the 2010s, guess what we learned how to do as a society? We learned how to use the internet, didn't we? We learned how to use the internet through our phones and otherwise for almost everything. It's how we communicate with people. It's how we purchase goods. It's how we do our shopping. You can even buy your groceries or your laundry, but almost everything, almost every part of our lives has been disrupted now by the practical utility of the internet. And now the new possibilities are endless. And that's been priced into the market. So here you go. You're on your way to retirement. And I could make an argument, and it would be just that, because I don't know. I cannot predict. I don't have a crystal ball that works. But I'll tell you what, right now, if I was retiring, if I was at the doorstep of retirement, and I took a look at what happened in the 90s and where we're at now, I would be worried about sequence of return risk. That would be, I would not be worried about doubling my assets in the next 10 years. I would be worried about not having them cut in half in the next 10. Are you with me? Because for every single person that I've met and talking about retirement, and I'm looking them right across the table, eye to eye, person to person, we're not talking about calculators online, real people making practical decisions for a successful retirement, looking across the table. This is how it works. For every person that I've ever worked with, and I've asked them, are you going to live a different life if you got 30% return on the market next year? And to a man and woman, they said, no, you know, we're just going to live our lives. We just, what we want in retirement is just to live our basic quality of life, spend time with those that we love, go on the vacations that we'd like to do. And that's what we're going to do. And I say, okay, so if you lost half of what you have next year, would that impact your life? Right. And every time the answer is, yeah, of course it would. I mean, we all know people that if we took half their assets away, they would be in worse shape than they are now. And that's true of you and me. And so I want you to just take a second, in spite of all the exuberance, in spite of the fact that we've survived a pandemic, or hopefully we'll survive a pandemic, and the market is still going up, we need to just take a step back. Think about the fact that according to the Boston College Center for Retirement Research, half of Americans are at risk of not being able to fulfill their standard of living in retirement. And here we are at this point of exuberance, this peak, this moment where we think that there's nothing that can really happen to us negatively financially. And we need to have that awareness, the planning, and the desire to insulate ourselves from sequence of return risk as we look at that retirement transition. That's a call to action this afternoon. It's a call to action for you. I want you to think about how to make sure you're on the right side of the 50%. You're on the successful side of retirement. Give my team a call, 301-850-0683, 301-850-0683. We are going to build a plan for sequence of return risk. We're going to measure your retirement against the exuberance of the day, and we're going to make sure that your retirement works. We're going to make sure that you're on the correct side of the 50% that have a successful retirement. Again, that number is 301-850-0683, or of course, you can request your very own retirement income plan at wintertroxel.com.